become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 28th day of June, 2016. And we are doing a pledge drive, and I want to keep people apprised here. We've got Roy, $100; Jim, $100; William, $20; Mr. E, $200. So our goal matching Jim's $3,000, we've got to raise $2,680. I'd like to do that before the end of the day today, folks. All right. Well, we got a lot of stuff to do and a short amount of time to get there. You may have noticed that we've been improving Republic Broadcasting Network and its reach, more listeners. Hopefully that will solve the problem for advertisers, them getting a good response, and we can keep advertisers around so we can pay for the network. New archives are up. A reminder to people, if you're just joining us this hour, the new archives are up. And it's pretty cool. The guy has been working diligently over the last couple of days. There are tweaks, and there's going to be more stuff added. But it's up there, and it's functional. And this guy ain't Mr. Loverino. These are going to be consistent. They'll be up there day after day. It's a service we have to pay for per month. But for you folks out there that need the information, you've got to have it. So we don't have a choice whether to pay for it or not to pay for it. We have to pay for it. Okay. So drop us a donation in the mail. RBN. Just simply write RBN on an envelope. 2251 Double Creek Drive. 2251 Double Creek Drive. Number 302. Round Rock, Texas. 78664. Checks, money orders, FRNs wrapped in foil, we don't care. Or go to the website. Check out the new archives while you're up there. Hit the donate button. That'll take you to a PayPal page. Make a PayPal donation. Or if you don't want to do all that, just simply call us, 800-724-2719. We would love hearing from you. We really do appreciate the comments. These are the people that know what this network is designed to do. And what it continues, what it needs to continue to do. And we just love hearing from it. We love your comments. You know, when a guy gives me $3,000 and he said, look, I'm proud just to be able to get in there and help you guys out. Wow. 800-724-2719. As they say, operators are standing by. Call Lori. She's the secretary. She's on one. Or Michael, he's on three. Posting stories and producing a program. How many hats you got on right now, Mikey? Four? Oh, okay. Well, light day. Usually you have five or six. Bob in the UP. Hello, Bob.
Good evening.
Hi.
I think I called in about a year ago, and I expressed the same thing. If there's going to be a controlled takedown of the economy, it will happen in the last week of March through the first week of May. Once we have out here cattle, wild game, and all the rest, there's no way that the government can win, and anybody with half a brain will understand that.
You mean, okay, so your point, Bob, is self-sufficiency, so if they unplug the mechanism, people are still going to survive.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's too much wild food, regular food out there right now. There's no way, no army can beat the regular farmer right now. The cities will starve,
yep,
but who gives a rat's behind?
Well, Bob, I do, because that would be the pretense for martial law, of which they tear up the Constitution. And on your safe ground up there in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, you're going to be in the same status as anybody else in this country. You may not have a gun pointed in your face telling you you have to comply, follow our orders, whatever they are. You may be up there in the UP, and you may not be touched for quite some time. But I think the whole idea behind this, Bob, is to get rid of these people that keep wanting to meld us with international law, that keep wanting to control every aspect of our lives. Bob, do you think that these idiots have done anything right in the last 50 years in this government?
Well, they haven't helped me and you very much, have
they? No, and we're just average people. Okay?
That's right.
We're just average Joes out there that are trying to enjoy. And folks, let me tell you something. If you've never gone up across the Mackinac Bridge and gone up into the UP and seen just the absolute raw beauty, you guys have short summers up there and very cold winters. But
yeah,
man, you think you died and went to another country or another planet. It's so beautiful up there. And, you know, Bob, as we look around in our daily lives, life sometimes throws us challenges. Life isn't always easy, but it doesn't have to be this damned hard.
No, it doesn't. I agree.
Well, Bob, don't wait another year to call back in, okay?
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate your call. This gift, I mean, for centuries, we've tried to explain how this gift of life has come around. We've tried to explain it through religion, or we've tried to explain it through science, or whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, it is. And we have such a short time dancing on this earth. We're here one day, man, and we're gone the next. This thing called life is so damn wonderful and precious and so short-lived. I've dedicated almost half of my life to the restoration of this great country, then can be again. I'm with Trump on that one. But I'm also wary because he's a corporatist. If he thinks he can get in there and wheel and deal with the corporations so they can kindly and benignly come back to the United States and open up their doors and, well, put us little slaves back to work using a fiat money system. I want to see exactly how this is going to work. But the infrastructure is there for any reason whatsoever. Things start to go sideways. Martial law is declared, and people will tell you, hey, we've been under martial law since 1933. Well, they haven't been in the streets, they haven't been in the uniforms, they haven't been sticking guns in your faces and kicking in your doors and confiscating what they think that you, as a subject to the new crown, should have. Your rights, your weapons, your own food, or anything else. You know this day is coming where you're going to be declared you're selfish and you're greedy, you're a hoarder. You've been stockpiling food. Shame on you. Or you've been as brave as to declare that you've got a God-given right and it was enumerated in a constitution and was thinking about self-protection and castle doctrine and can't cross my threshold without sworn affidavit through due process. Don't chase me around with one of these inane federal laws that you've reached down in our states to. 800-313-9443. We'll continue to take your calls. Remember that clip. Michael, can you find that clip? It was about a 20-second clip the other day about somebody was doing a little mini interview with a guy that's all camoed out next to his MRAP and asking him, what is this thing? I can see the use for this in Iraq. Turn it up loud and listen to what his mission, what he's got in his head, that the reason why he's all camoed out and ready to lock and load and just, get the bad guys. Might have kicked it over to the next page already. By the way, it's only the 28th of June, and we've already had well over a million minutes of people dialing into that 605-562-5111 number. That's a lot of minutes. That's a lot of information. That's a lot of people, but I want to see 2 or 3 million minutes a month. I want this information going far and wide, and for people to understand that there are small windows in the course of a country's history to take advantage, because you know you're in peril, but there is only a short amount of time of windows of opportunity to turn the tide and do the sea change thing on them. Go ahead and roll that clip, Mike.
I don't know if you want to call it take enemy fire and still try to address a threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where? What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition.
Oh, the threat to the government that's no threat to us. A lot of food and a lot of ammunition these constitutionalists have. What planet are you from, my little uniform monkey? Where were you born? In Zimbabwe? These people have no honor. They have no honor. So you're standing there telling me, oh yeah, this thing can take fire and... Excuse me, why are you on the streets of America with military equipment telling me who the enemy is? The constitutionalist? The people that believe in the Second Amendment, and we know damn right well you're after the guns. Or I'm sorry, that the bankers that control the government, which control its police force, or I'm sorry, the military, that see the stuff getting ready to hit the fan and they want to put some food up, so they're a criminal? Is that the idea? You know, I almost hesitate to do this, but the tide is even turning in the mainstream media. And I think they were reticent to slap down the judge here, Judge Jeannie. I don't like anything about this woman. What are you laughing for, Mike? Yeah. I mean, she does the breast approach. She's sitting there in this low-cut thing with more female attributes than is... I care to look at, or what is germane and necessary for you talking into a television camera. You got 19 pounds of makeup on, Judge. But even in spite of that, I think they're reticent to go after the great Judge Jeannie here because she is a judge. This is what she said. Eviction notice to Obama and the establishment, start packing. Well, if the FBI would have been doing their job, you know, that agency of the United States corporation government. Remember how we used to go after communists and root them out and at least send them out of the country? No. Now they're there to enforce against Americans that understand where they were born, understand what the real law here is in this country, and we're the ones being called terrorists. We're the ones being called radicals. Have you lost your ever-loving minds? These are the basic statements that should be made to these global creatures.
Hello and welcome to Justice. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro. Thanks for being with us tonight. First, my opening statement. What happened in England is going to happen again. Next stop, the United States. Next president, Donald J. Trump. What happened in the UK this week is just the beginning. The world is changing, and all you elite establishment, ruling class, condescending Washington bigwigs who think you know better than ordinary Americans are out.
Out of the mouth of an administrative judge. Thank you.
Your days are numbered. Now, I told you this election was a revolution, but even I didn't know how big it would be. It's worldwide. The headlines scream it. The working class who toil every day to pay their rent and put food on their families' tables are tired of being lectured by the fat cats in Washington and Brussels who preach what we need and when we need it. The Brits, in a monumental upset, made their voices heard this week, voting to exit the European Union. You know, the place with open borders, the one that's being overrun by immigrants as they watch their economies falter? Similarly, Americans fed up with this "We Are the World" song and dance will catapult Donald Trump to the White House.
I think people really see a big parallel. A lot of people are talking about that, and not only the United States, but other countries. People want to take their country back. They want to take their borders back. They want to take their monetary back. They want to take a lot of things back. They want to be able to have a country again. So I think you're going to have this happen more and more. I really believe that, and I think it's happening in the United States. People want to see borders. They don't necessarily want people pouring into their country. That they don't know who they are and where they come from. They have no idea.
Newsflash. We don't want an internationalist country. We don't want world banks, globalization of our economy, a country with no border and no identity. You are not allowed to change the identity of this country. Americans want a nation state. Our country, with a history of freedom, is combined with a history of responsibility. And yet our proud history, even our money, is being rewritten to accommodate a new worldview.
No, we're going to take a break here in about a minute, but understand where this is coming from. What kind of judge is he, Mikey? County judge? Westchester, what? New York. A DA for 12 years. And she is up here from the administrative side of things teaching me about money and globalism. We were talking about national sovereignty 25 years ago. We knew the plans of the United Nations. We knew it then. To herd everybody up in little cities, call it smart growth, and, well, restrict the lands, you know, for the protection of the earth and mankind and, you know, all these stupid human beings that just throw down trash and, you know, just disrespect the land. That's got to be taken away. The control has to be taken away from you and put into our wonderful globalist little hands so we can better manage you and your life. Are you starting to get a little pissed off now, folks? Is it becoming absolutely, positively clear, unequivocally, what these people have been up to all of these years? And how fast and how strongly will you stand?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where.
All right, Judge Genie, you got a few more minutes here. You're getting close, but you're still off.
We are so beaten down by political correctness that most of us are numb to the surrender of America. And as for those naysayers, the one who say, Donald Trump just can't win, listen up. Those naysayers in England got it all wrong, didn't they? Prime Minister Cameron got it all wrong. You know, the one who criticized Donald Trump for his temporary ban on Muslims. And now Cameron's out. Obama, too, got it all wrong. Jetting to England as if he were the world's dictator, telling the Brits what's good for them. And while we're at it, Hillary Clinton got it all wrong on just about everything except her bank account. When the President of the United States, a country founded on the Judeo-Christian ethics, tells Christians at a prayer breakfast, no less, to get off their high horse after Christians get their heads cut off, not even willing to mention Islamic extremism. When the President of the United States allows hordes of immigrants whose names, let alone backgrounds, we don't even know, while ISIS proudly announces that they're infiltrating these refugees. When states are not even notified who the federal government is sending to live in their neighborhoods, flying in unknowns from Central America and the Middle East en masse. and they demand Sharia law in place of American law, then we are in the wilderness, folks.
You see the bell?
And I don't want to hear that Americans need to be more humble, that we need more humility, that my free speech needs to be tamped down so as not to offend another's religion. Nowhere does our Constitution say we cannot say something about another's religion. Nowhere does our Constitution say we cannot say anything that offends others. And by the way, where does it say I can't have a gun? Do not use our Constitution against us while you use the same Constitution to shield those who violate our laws, showering them with all the rights and benefits, but none of the responsibilities.
All right, that's enough of Judge Jeanie here, the administrative judge that, while talking about the Constitution, try walking into any court, including hers, and try arguing that your constitutional rights are violated. No. That's not your standing in this courtroom. Your standing in this courtroom is that you're accused by the administrative state that you violated this policy or this non-constitutional law. Let's get this administrative judge, let's get it right, Judgy Wudgy. Truth is stranger than fiction. We are talking about a government that overthrew its own people a long time ago. Now the heat's being turned up. Now coming into view, we're seeing their grand plan for the globalist dream of just utopia. And by the way, and you in perpetual serfdom. That you will be a servant to the state rather than the state being a servant to the people. And on that statement, not with anything that you want to shove down the people's throats, claim it's a great democracy and we're doing this for the public welfare. Stick it in your ear. This country at times was the shining example of what human beings were able to construct to at least govern themselves. But that is, that those days are gone. So how can she talk about the Constitution when I can't walk into a courtroom and argue my constitutional rights? Because you're charged with this statute, or you're in violation of this rule or regulation. You know, they keep bringing up the free speech, the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. You know, that's great. First Amendment is exactly where it should be, number one. And the Second Amendment, and in case they ignore number one, we have number two. This ain't about duck hunting. It's about literally the survival of a country, its culture, and its people. When she comes out and makes the statement, I'm giving up on the administrative state. I've quit being a judge. Then I'll start listening to you, Judge Jeanie. And I'll believe you. Maybe.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Our great Attorney General. Lynch. I think that's an apropos name for treason. The internationalist character was brought to the fore by the fact that the Strong Cities Network was launched on September 29th. Not at the White House or the Department of Homeland Security or at the FBI or any place else that might be fitting for a national project, but at the United Nations. And even more ominously, the DOJ press release says that the Strong Cities Network will strengthen strategic planning and practices to address violent extremism in all its forms by fostering collaboration among cities, municipalities, and other subnational authorities. Subnational and international, the press release then quotes, Governing Mayor Stian Berger Roslin of Oslo, Norway, a participant in the Strong Cities Network, saying, to counter violent extremism, we need determined action at all levels of governance. To succeed, we must coordinate our efforts and cooperate across borders. The Strong Cities Network will enable cities across the globe to pool our resources, knowledge, and best practices together, and thus leave us standing stronger in the fight against one of the greatest threats to modern society, extremism. Notice they don't really qualify that. They do it at the beginning, but this is a broader brushstroke, folks. Anything that they want to consider to be extreme, or if they want to place you in a category of being a terrorist, which the FBI already has, to anybody that has the timidity to stand up and say, wait a minute, we've got a country, we've got its laws, we've got a constitution, and we know what's going on. You then are relegated to the ash heap of just, you're just another terrorist that eventually will have to be dealt with. And if you think I'm overemphasizing this or hyping it, you are dead wrong. With emphasis on the dead part. Now, this was put together last year, folks. We got to get the guns. We got to do this. We got to do that. John in Canada. Hello, John.
Hey, John, I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yes, sir.
You just cleared something up for me regarding Judge Judy. Remember that host, I think he was from New Jersey, John Leibowitz or somebody? He did the same thing. He was like a release valve that gave his audience an understanding that something was being done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Stewart?
Yep.
So I think that's the role she must be playing, and it just popped into my head when you were outlining that she's not saying the right things.
Well, she's getting there, and I think I said she's close, but there is no cigar here because I've got the administrative judge sitting there telling me about the Constitution when she's practicing administrative law that you cannot, as an individual, stand in her courtroom and stand on those principles of that Constitution. You cannot do it. They will not allow it.
Exactly. That's an equity court. That's got nothing to do with the Constitution. But just a light went off in my head. She's a release valve.
Yep. Just as they Glenn Beck, until he got so outrageous and so close to the third rail, forget the fact that he'd reel himself back in and retract his statements almost on a weekly basis. You know, it got to the point where he was a little bit too close to that third rail, and, well, we can't have him anymore.
Exactly.
And then they took him off the throne that they placed him on and beat him up a little bit, and then you saw what happened to Glenn Beck. He became a different person entirely, trying to get back up to his standing.
Yep. Thanks very much, John.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Mm-hmm. 800-313-9443 if you want to chime in on today's program. I want to play you something here. I saw this a little bit earlier, and I had the guys here post it. This was out in Seattle, Washington. Do we actually have the news report? Did you include that video, Mike, on that one? I think you might have. It's KGW, NBC, out there in Seattle. Case of mom shooting intruder sparks debate. Tara Alexis Ford, I'll give you the background on this, and then you can hear the twisting and that this talking head gives you. Tara Alexis Ford, 33, found a stranger in one of her children's bedrooms inside her home in 4100 block of Southeast 118th Place at about 1:45 in the morning. Armed with a handgun, she shot and killed a man who was identified as David Daniel McCary, 59, from Gresham. The Oregon State Medical Examination determined that McCary died of a single gunshot wound. She understands the meaning of gun control. Hit what you're shooting at. She only used one round to kill him. Detectives don't know why McCrary, who has no significant criminal history, broke into Ford's home. There's no connection between Ford and McCrary, and he's not from the neighborhood. Neighbors who spoke with KGW said
They think that Ford did the right thing. According to detectives, McCary broke into Ford's home through a back window. He was found by Ford in the bedroom of her 10-year-old daughter, where the shooting happened. Ford's daughter and her 5-year-old son were in different bedrooms at the time. Now, here is the talking head spin on this story.
Portland mom who shot and killed an intruder in her daughter's bedroom could face criminal charges. KGW's Maggie Bespa is live near Southeast.
Lead in. If it bleeds, it leads.
That's where this happened. And Maggie, this case is actually the second of its kind we've seen in just a week.
God
yeah,
forbid,
Tracy,
people
that's hard
protecting
to believe,
themselves.
But as you know, the other one involved a naked would-be intruder who also happened to be an ex-NFL player. The DA tells us they are still reviewing both cases.
Yeah, he played for the Detroit Lions, by the way.
It takes time. But as you can imagine, that's not stopping people here and online from weighing in. A crime scene crowded with cops and a 911 call made by a frantic mom early yesterday morning. Police say Tara Alexis Ford told them she shot 59-year-old David McCrary of Gresham after coming home to find him standing in her 10-year-old daughter's otherwise empty bedroom.
People don't understand unless they've been there.
Neighbor Shauna Pearson lived through a break-in with her own children years ago. She says Ford did the right thing.
I would have shot him, and I'm sorry, but... It's freaky. I mean, I don't even want to start crying because it's the hardest thing.
But as headlines pop up around the world, online comments are running the gamut. One person writing, so glad she was able to protect herself and her children. Another wrote, it would have been better if she had left the house and called police. The person may have been innocent, maybe medically confused. This comes as the DA weighs the possibility of charging Ford. They're also still investigating last week's shooting where a homeowner in southwest Portland shot a man trying to break into a home. It turns out that man was naked. He was also ex-NFL player Stanley Wilson II. Wilson, still in the hospital, is facing felony charges.
Limitations on use of deadly physical force.
Defense attorney Edward Kroll says in Oregon, a homeowner has the right to defend themselves in most cases. In other words, he says if the homeowner reasonably believes the intruder is in their house to commit a crime, they can use deadly force to protect themselves.
Wait a minute. Whoa. If they can determine that the person inside their house illegally is there to commit a crime or not, I don't care. You weren't invited. This is private property. You broke and entered in the night season with minors in the house without the homeowner's permission. No questions asked. Call the coroner. Get a toe tag. Get it out of here. You know, and that might sound kind of hard-edged to some people, but it is really not. The message that has been sent to lawbreakers in this country is, hey, you know, if we can get enough of a candlelight vigil together and we can get enough people crying and, you know, we can politicize something and, well, you know, we might be able to slam dunk you and throw you in prison any damn way. Yeah, let's hear those tweets in the Facebook post. Let's hear opinions about that. What would you have done? If you were a single mother and you had 3 children in your house and you found a man in your 10-year-old's bedroom, what would you have done? Now, this could have been, he was a person with mental problems. Of course, we've emptied out the mental institutions in this country that never really seem to rehab anybody or get them back even close to normalcy. But we've taken all the money out of that and we've thrown them out on the streets. And then we want to talk about, well, maybe the DA is going to prefer charges against this man, whether mentally deranged or not. But there may be charges filed against the mother protecting her property and her children. Seriously? Really? That's a question for you? Allie in Idaho. Hello, Allie.
Hey, John.
I just wanted to say that Judge Jeanine is such a fraud. I can't believe anybody would even not see through her.
She's on Fox News, man, and that's the only...
I don't care.
No, wait a minute, Allie. Come on. It's the only network... Wait a minute. It's the only network left that purports to be... I don't know. They used to say we report...
I don't know either.
Well, I know what they are, and I know who owns them.
Course.
Yeah.
I mean, Fox News is so obviously faux news that, you know, anybody with half a brain can see that now, and Judge Jeanine is one of them. And, I mean, she just said that one catchphrase or catchword in that thing you played. She said, Judeo-Christian. I'm right there. It's Judeo-Masonic. Tell it, you know, like it is.
It's administrative Judeo-Masonic, moronic. Yeah. Give it a name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, John.
Thanks,
great show.
Thanks, Allie. I appreciate it. Yeah, we seem to have a problem deciding what's right and what's wrong and what's good for the country. And, well, you know, everybody get out the rule book again. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, non-political. I don't care what you are. You know, drag out that thing. You got to wipe the dust off of it because God knows they haven't been using it and teaching kids in our schools and social studies what this country is. And why those laws were crafted to protect the individual rights. If one person's individual rights is protected, that means the system is working. Do people fall through the cracks from time to time? You betcha. You bet they do. But we have been convinced that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. Let's have a candlelight prayer vigil over that one on the 4th of July, celebrating the demise of our once great, free country. Mike, are people going to be doing Monday, July 4th? Are they going to be doing shows? What's the temperature so far here? Well, you better start asking them, because today's Tuesday already. And if it, well, let's do democracy terms here. If the majority of them don't want to come in, I don't want to bring in you guys to run a show here or run a show there. So let me know. Yeah. So we're going to dissect whether a guy can walk into a person's house, threaten the sanctity and the privacy of that home. And we're going to debate whether they should have charges preferred against them from the administrative people. Oh, yes. Those prosecutors. I wonder if they're going to try having a... what do they call those things? Taco Grande? No. Grand jury. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Will you present all the facts to see if charges should be preferred? See, prosecutors don't use those anymore. Unless they absolutely have to. And then they'll rig it. But before any citizens are impaneled in a grand jury, they should have the right to examine all the evidence and ask questions and invite their own witnesses to either corroborate or go against what the prosecutor is laying down. You know, they keep telling us that, the courts are backlog. Oh, we're backlog. We're back. Well, quit piling on the administrative law on people and butting into all the business you shouldn't be involved in the first place. There'd be a start of unclogging your courts, wouldn't it? Could you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, people being able to walk into a court in this country and going, wait a minute, this is in violation of my constitutional rights? You know, I have the freedom of movement and travel. Well, what's the modern conveyance now? It's called an automobile, isn't it? Or a car. But you got to have a license plate, and you got to have your insurance, got to have this, got to have that. You got to be vetted. Oh, we're going to give you permission. We're going to give you a permission slip to drive your car. And if you don't have our permission slip, well, you know what? We can throw you in jail. We can fine you. We'll cut off your property.
Hell, we'll kidnap you. That's what they do when they put the cuffs on you, throwing you in the back of the car and take you down to the Hooskow. Oh, yeah. Well, if it's the weekend, you're not going to see the judge till Monday morning. Cool your heels. Have a nice weekend. And I'm not talking about people committing crimes using a car. I'm not talking about a drive-by shooting here. I'm talking about driving down any street of America. If your paperwork is not in order, you're going to jail. They have turned a right into a privilege administered by the state. And you get to go up in front of an administrative judge for the state. All hail the state. What I was talking about, the Daily Mail, I have to go all the way to the Daily Mail to post this story to get this one. Military UN vehicles have been spotted in Virginia, shocking motorists and sparking conspiracy theories. The white trucks equipped with large off-road tires were seen being transported on Interstate 81 on Friday. They appeared to be Alpine Armoring Pitbull VX SWAT truck models. Did you get all that? Jeff Stern posted photos of the vehicles on Facebook, writing, "Can't begin to tell you how many of these I passed today on 81 near Lexington, Virginia. Interesting times ahead," said his post. UN vehicles have been spotted in Virginia, shocking motorists and sparking those conspiracy theories. Fernando Johnson questioned online, "Tactical vehicles with bulletproof glass? Whatever could those be for? And why are UN vehicles here in this country?" Vincent Salmons noted on Facebook, "They are sealed against gas as well." Another online commenter says, "We have UN vehicles being shipped on U.S. highways. One has to wonder why." Bobby Wayne Gwynn posted on Facebook that he had witnessed similar scenes in Texas. He wrote, "Wondering why 30 United Nations vehicles fully loaded with combat-prepared troops were driving down our highway in Dallas, Texas." Jeff Stern posted photos of the vehicles on Facebook, writing, "Can't begin to tell you how many of these vehicles I passed today on 81 near Lexington, Kentucky." His post sparked website Liberty Is Viral to ask, "Are these UN troops here preparing for economic collapse in America? Is this related to Iran ships approaching the U.S. borders? Iranians have ships that can get across that amount of water?" I don't think so, any rate. Remember, the UN is an intergovernmental organization with 193 member states. Think of it as being the super EU, folks. And according to them, their objectives include maintaining international peace and security, promoting human rights, fostering social and economic development, protecting the environment, and providing humanitarian aid in cases of famine, natural disaster, and armed conflict. Just go look at the record of the United Nations. And keep in mind, every person that's been head of the United Nations has been, and in the future will be, a communist. Coming into view, a new world order. Little facts here about the little VX vehicle. Weighs in at about 16,000 plus pounds. Can seat two. Well, that's just the driver and the backup driver. And they're going to have a crew of eight people in there. Of course, the windows don't roll down. Instead, they're locked gun ports and a vehicle that can be opened to shoot bullets out or accept documents in. I wonder why they put that in there. Remote-controlled spotlights on the roof and pairs of red and blue strobe lights are mounted to each side of the vehicle. Every door overlaps with ballistic steel, so no stray bullets can penetrate in any angle. You know, we've been tested to see what the reactions are of the American people. A couple of years ago, in Maryland, they just decided to throw up roadblocks on the damn highways. what similar to what I saw down here in Texas almost the first night I got down here. They cut off 35. They had traffic backed up for so many miles under the guise, and the FBI was out there. Local police. They said they were out there looking for stolen construction equipment. And the FBI monitoring from the back, from the background, to see if they were doing it properly. There wasn't any. This happened, folks, back in March 19th, a couple of years ago, over 2 years ago. There was no reasonable cause to stop every commuter at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. Where were these searches? Where were the warrants? One guy says, when I saw a wall of police officers with automatic weapons approaching our cars, it was apparent that something serious was taking place. Rockville City, Montgomery County, and Maryland State Police blocked both lanes of Interstate 270 with more than 30 police vehicles, numerous dogs, helicopters, and officers going car to car with weapons drawn, pointing them in people's faces. What caused this open manhunt and dismal of the citizens' Fourth Amendment rights? A bank robbery where three suspects were believed to have driven their getaway car onto the freeway. They don't have a vehicle description. They got no plates. They don't have description of the bank robbers. So we're just going to walk down the highway pointing guns in everybody's faces. They had traffic backed up for miles. And, of course, Rockville Police Chief Tom Manger remained defiant and unapologetic when he told local station WTOP, for those folks that were wondering how is it that police can just walk through traffic like that and get folks to show their hands, they were telling them, hands up. Get folks to pop up their, open their trunks between the exigency of the circumstance and the information that we had. It gave us the legal foundation to do what we did. Really? I'm sorry, in what country? On what planet? Ooh. Folks, we only got a couple minutes left here. We are doing a pledge drive. We're asking that people match Jim. Thank you for your $3,000 donation. So far, I think we've pulled in maybe $500. So we got $2,500 to go. I was hoping to get that out of the way, because I don't want to do this across the network and other people's shows, but it looks like I just might have to. And I don't like doing that. I really don't. I don't like interrupting any of the other shows. I mean, can you imagine me popping in on Mike Rivero? I mean, this guy, he's like an energizer bunny. You wind him up and he doesn't stop. From the word go to the end of 3 hours, this guy is just pounding away. Send your donation in by mail. Check, money order. Money wrapped in aluminum foil. Let's keep the prying eyes of our postal workers out of things. RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. At the top, hit the donate button while you're up there. Check out the new archives. Make a PayPal donation, or just simply call us. 800-724-2719. Extension 1 will take you to the Secretary Lori. Extension 3 will take you to Mikey, wearing another hat. We got an opportunity here, folks. Strike while the iron is hot. Don't let it go cold. We must take America back. We don't have a choice. Live free or die. Well, a lot of people like to see you dead.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.